about a couple of times a year, we'd go get a corn ground that we had and made cornmeal out of it. And that was a good trip to go somewhere else. Even though you went on a wagon, it'd be, I think it was about 6 or 8 miles. We'd go way over here to a fella called Mr. Pink Thomas's Mill. And he, Pink Thomas was his name.
Pink?
Pink, P-I-N. I don't know why he was named Pink Thomas, but that's what it was. But he'd grind the mill for you, on a water ground mill. You get to go in and you get to go swimming that day at dinner. And when it was warm weather, you know, in the mill pond. And
when we first went to school, we went to Bethany. Mm-hmm. And after Ray started, see, that was 5 years later, mm-hmm. then he and I would take our lunch together. Mm-hmm. And Mama would wrap it up in a newspaper, you know. Mm-hmm. And we would take meat and potatoes and biscuit and stuff that we had there on the farm. And we didn't have any light bread. Mm-hmm. Some people had light bread, but we didn't have any. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, we didn't have any sandwiches much. Mm-hmm. My grandmother come and stay with us when she was old. She'd go and stay with us 2 weeks and, mm-hmm. and another child 2 weeks, on just going around. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Stay 2 weeks. Yeah. And sometimes she would buy some apple jelly in a little jar about mm-hmm. that big around and about that high. Mm-hmm. And she would let us, I remember her sharing some of that jelly with us, mm-hmm. and that was real special because we didn't buy no jelly. Mm-hmm. We made blackberry jelly, and we had syrup, yeah. preserves, we had, sure. it was all just as good as that apple jelly was, but that was bought, yeah. and it was special. And I remember that. Mm-hmm.